There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour on a Tuesday afternoon, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. National championship game last night right here in Atlanta. Obviously, the Falcons hire their new defensive coordinator as well, and Jeff Ulbrich. Brandon Adams is going to join us, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, in about 20 minutes as well. I know Brandon's mad about something.
Something. We'll find something.
I know he's mad about something.
Yeah, maybe last time Ohio State played here.
Maybe. Lost something or something like that. I don't know. But there's some way that last night was a slight to Georgia.
Somehow, some way.
Maybe what Paul Feinbaum said, like the Big Ten runs college football now.
Something like that. Yeah, that might get it.
Because they won two. And,
yeah, that might get BA mad.
Yeah, he might be mad. I don't know. But something. Like, something will have him fired up. He's always fired up. You know who, I won't say mad because he's not mad, but he's fired up.
But you know who has been the ultimate professional in these updates? It's been Joe Patrick. Mm. Like, Joe don't sound hungover.
Yeah.
He don't sound excited.
It's true.
His squad won a national championship.
Yeah, he's a diehard Ohio State Buckeye.
I was on the damn porch waving a flag and making selfie videos at 2 o'clock in the damn morning, knowing I had to work the next day.
The viral Randy Mack Georgia national championship videos, still just phenomenal.
It is so crazy because they got that what's the thing on Instagram, the memory thing, uh-huh. And it came up the other day, and I was looking at it, look, what the hell is wrong with me?
Well, they show it on SEC Network every once in a while. Just
like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Nothing.
Yeah, Joe is so
nothing's wrong with you.
Joe's so cerebral. Like Joe's like he got the Herb Street. I saw Herbie crying. Like, okay, all right, Herb. I mean, he's gone through a lot. You know, he lost Ben this year. Mm-hmm. And everything like that, and even though he says he's not biased to Ohio State, he was a starting quarterback.
It does. It seems even. I mean, you can say you're not biased, right? It seems a little bit like you might be if they win a national championship and then you're crying about it. Like, and nothing. I'm not making fun of crying. I'm just saying, like, just if you're that emotional about a team winning. The question is then why? Oh, right, you went there.
Yeah.
Which, again, is fine. I don't care about that at all.
No, not at all.
Honestly, what annoys me more than that, like, okay, like sometimes, who's the guy, the former Saints linebacker that does NFL games sometimes, and he'll do Falcons games?
Oh, Vilma.
Vilma. He's biased.
Okay? Oh, no doubt.
Like, he's biased to the point where almost sometimes on the broadcast, it's like, all right, come on. Like this.
Right.
But, like, what annoys me is people that clearly are biased, but then try to, like, go over the top, bend over backwards to tell you that they're not. My journalistic integrity won't allow them. Oh, stop it. The reason you have the job is because you like sports. The reason you like sports is because you like that team. In some cases, you played for them. Like, in other cases, you went there. In other cases, you grew up, whatever. Like, I don't understand. I get it in news. Like, if you're covering politics or if you're covering something at a grand scale that, like, bias could, you know. There's probably some of that going on, too.
Yeah.
But I get that. I get the attempt at integrity. If you're a sports fan and you root for the school you went to,
there's nothing wrong with
even
that.
If you're on the broadcast,
nothing wrong with that.
I can live with it.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. And they did. And Ohio State got her done. And I think you were saying there was 11 Metro Atlanta kids on the
Yeah, awesome. in the game last night.
That's
11
awesome.
Between the two teams. Obviously some that you can easily name. But 11 Metro Atlanta high school football players played between Notre Dame and Ohio State.
Awesome.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have mattered who the matchup was. There would be that
many.
There would
be that many, yeah, because it's Georgia.
Yeah.
But
I guess the only way it could be more is if Georgia was in it. But, yeah, like, I'm sure if Texas would have played against Penn State,
there would have been some Georgia guys there.
Nine Metro Atlanta players playing in the game. There's just dudes from here playing everywhere in big-time college football.
Because we talked earlier about who's replacing. Well, who's going to replace Ryan Leonard, QB?
Great question.
I mean, there's always. Because this is
crazy. Well, Angeli played great.
But this is what
Peanut
I'm saying.
Peanut Butter Angeli came in and balled out.
Is he the guy?
I don't know.
That's my ultimate thing is like, because this is the new college football that we're in. Like, who's going to be the new quarterback somewhere else? Who's going to be the Notre Dame quarterback? Is this kid that the A was talking about from Ohio State, is he going to be the quarterback, or are they going to go find somebody else?
It becomes too hard to predict now because it's very rarely just the guy who's been waiting in the wings, the big-time underclassman who waited his turn. That's what's going to happen at Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Arch Manning's going to be the quarterback of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, most schools, it's like, all right, maybe this guy, unless we get a better offer, unless, you know, this guy's interested in taking our $4 million to come play here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. That's the era that we live in. And again, I don't care about that either. Like, so many people, for whatever reason, I don't know why, want to detract from Ohio State winning a national championship because they spent X amount of dollars to get that roster. You know they're allowed to.
You know they didn't break any rules.
They're allowed to do that.
They didn't break any rules.
Teams have done it before they were allowed to.
Yes.
Also, by the way, I guess you just wanted to pretend it wasn't happening. Now it's happening.
Those
legally.
Those are the ones that get on my damn nerves. No, they didn't.
Yes,
they did.
They did.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
You played.
Yes,
guys got money.
Yes, yes, they did get money. But this is the one because the people like to say because the schools up north finally get to pay. Please stop.
Stop.
Please stop. They all paid.
Stop.
They all paid.
They all paid.
All right.
They all paid.
They all paid.
You think only the Northeast basketball programs were playing the basketball players? You don't think they were paying the football players too?
Come on, man.
They were.
Come on, man.
Everybody's been doing it. Now they just do it, and we know about
it.
But again, it's your team didn't win, so you hate on them. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
You got to find a way to detract as opposed to congratulate, and that's fine. That's fine. If you want to do that, that's fine. Brandon Adams is going to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll get to an AMA.
Let me go look on his Twitter page to see if I find something for Brandon.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's something over there. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as we always do. Phone lines will be open 404-726.
Bet you won't do it.
0929.
Bet he won't do it.
What am I doing?
Not you. You know what I'm talking about. Bet he won't call in. Yeah, bet my won't call in.
Oh, yeah, God. I was so lost. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
he's going to call in.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. I would be willing to bet that Mo ended today.
I bet he gone.
You think so?
Do it. Do it.
Now, hang on a second. Let's just, because you're kind of doing both right now. Mm-hmm. You're saying he won't, but then you're saying he should.
I ain't saying shit. I'm saying he won't do it. I should say, don't do it. Do it. No, do it, though.
Are you saying do it or don't do it?
No, I want him to do it.
Okay.
Because I bet his lady said he can't do it.
Got it.
That's what it is.
Okay.
That's why.
Got it.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think she was just like, you know what? They're right. You do need to take a break.
Do you
need to
think about what that woman said it just like how you said it?
No.
Okay,
no,
then.
No. But I think I'm paraphrasing.
Oh.
But I do think she was, because, you know, she knows what we mean to him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We know what we mean to him. He was going through it not being able to call in on the AMA. He's just telling himself, he's like, you know what? This is fine. This gives me an opportunity to focus on this new career opportunity that I'm looking for. Because he's always got new jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
He's always changing jobs.
He stayed getting promoted within.
Yeah, promoted or whatever. He's always got a new opportunity around the corner. This is always good. You know what? This is actually the best thing that could have happened to me. I needed to refocus on this. This is what it is. I love, and I'm moving on from making fun of Mo, and now I'm just making fun of people in general. Always love when people do that. Like something bad happens that they did to themselves. And like, you know what? Actually, it's probably the best thing.
No, it
This is the best thing that could have happened to me.
No, it ain't.
Good for you.
I'm going to say it like that.
For reacting like that. But no, the better thing would have been not doing it.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
No, it ain't.
It just gives me the time to reflect that I needed. You need to reflect sometimes. Reflection is key. Whoa. All right, let's get to the big story of the day.
Goodness gracious.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Howard out of the shotgun, back to pass at his own 25.
Oh,
he'll get that deep down the right side, and it is caught by Jeremiah Smith at the 30 of Notre Dame.
Okay.
He's taken to the Fighting Irish 10-yard line by cornerback Christian Gray. Howard to Smith, getting the Buckeyes in the Giant Eagle red zone.
It was a go ball on the outside with a couple options.
Was that the play? The big throw, right?
On the outside,
yeah, that's all he got.
Shot.
That's the game-winning throw.
Us, and Will made a huge throw, and Jeremiah made a huge catch to seal the game.
I'm not here to critique anyone's broadcasting style, but I just would have thought he'd be a little bit more
excited. A little bit more excited.
Because that game ended, that throw ended the game.
But no, he
great
hey,
throw.
Better exit. Oh, no, it was a great throw. And, you know, if you're Notre Dame, you got to get pressure. They come all out, zero blitz. Jeremiah does a great job of stemming because, right, in that situation, it's a go ball as a slant when you have that kind of blitz coming. And how he stemmed him, when you see that stem as a corner, I know he can't run a slant. I got to get my ass. And Jeremiah
gave him a lot of cushion.
Gave a lot of cushion, Andy. And then, obviously, Jeremiah did a great job of leaving a lot of room on the field to throw the ball and catch it.
Yep.
Big play. I mean, this kid is outstanding. We talk about Ohio State, the talent they have. Think about the talent they come back. They probably got the best offensive and best defensive players in America on their team.
That kid right there who made that catch.
And Caleb Downs.
Caleb Downs at safety. Yeah. Just everywhere yesterday.
Dude,
he was everywhere.
It was like it was two or three of them.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, they're not going nowhere. They're one of the elite programs in ball.
Yep.
Ryan Day got the monkey off his back. And I think that's the biggest thing. You saw the joy, and I was so happy for him because I like Ryan Day. I like Ryan. You know, for him to get that off his back after 2 months ago, people were talking about him being fired. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so. You lost the damn undermanned Michigan team
at
home.
It wasn't ridiculous. Like, people weren't just –
Yes.
I mean, some people were saying it just to be kind of whatever. But, like, it was a real conversation. Like, Ohio State, had they not had a 12-team playoff this year and didn't make it, which they wouldn't have after that loss to Michigan – people at Ohio State, like people, decision makers were legitimately thinking about that.
I agree.
So, I mean, that's, you know.
And you know, they got out to a big lead. Credit Notre Dame. They fought their butt off because after that first drive, they damn near killed. They ran their quarterback into the ground in a drive. And it took him a while to bounce back from that bunk. And when he woke up, they hit some big pass plays.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice lot of run out the catches. But them not being able to run the football with their runners.
I know.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, you do.
That was a big deal.
I think Ohio State probably wins the game kind of no matter what.
Yes.
But you do wonder how different things look if Jeremiah Love can play.
He
got four carries last night for 3 yards. I think they were all in the first quarter.
Yes.
Like, so he wasn't involved after that. Just a shame because he's a really great player and it's hard. This is what we talked about though, the beginning of the playoff. Like, the teams that win are going to be the most talented, but also the deepest. And Ohio State was both. They got dudes everywhere. They're missing 40% of their offensive line. Two of the guys they're missing are going to the NFL. They didn't miss a beat because they have that depth.
Right.
No offense to Notre Dame. They're a very good team. They don't have the same type of depth that, say, an Ohio State or a Texas or a Georgia or a team like that has. You got to play four playoff games?
Mm-hmm.
Good luck getting to the finish line.
That's why I tell you that they fought their ass off. This is a resilient bunch that, you know, Marcus Freeman had them ready to play, you know, and it just ran out of gas time and still almost had and still gave themselves an opportunity to be in the national championship game and win it.
Yeah, they get home. They get home on that 3rd-and-11 play.
Yep.
Ohio State's got a punt, and who knows?
Yep, and get a chance to win it. So, yeah, kudos to Marcus Freeman. He has put himself where he needs to be as far as Notre Dame. Notre Dame's already a big brand. But that's what the conversation we had on Wednesday, and I was saying, but are they – up there.
Yeah.
Or is this just this team this year?
Feels like this team.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great year. Not trying to take anything
away from
it.
Unbelievable year.
Great year.
Unbelievable year.
Great year. The final AP poll is so interesting.
Yes.
Because Ohio State wins a national championship. That, to me, feels the same as it's always been. The team with the best players, the most money, all that kind of stuff is going to win. That's not new. But you got Arizona State at number 7, Boise State at number 8, Indiana at number 10.
Uh-huh.
That's what the 12-team playoff
does,
I think, change.
Yes,
that's changed that a little bit, and that's fun. That's for all those schools had great seasons.
You can put that on a damn recruiting pamphlet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Number seven in the country. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great year for them. Obviously, Ohio State has the thing that everybody wants, which is the national championship. Congratulations to them as well. Brandon Adams going to join us next, Dog Nation Daily. We'll get his thoughts on the game last night, the 12-team playoff in general, the season in general, looking ahead for Georgia as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Probably not a lot of fishing going on out there today.
Oh, yeah, ice fish somewhere.
Ice fish.
I don't think there's a lake or frozen over.
No, not yet.
No, not yet.
So you'd be out there. I mean, there's probably their fish are still in there.
Fish don't hibernate, Andy. You know that, right?
Mm-mm. No, but it's probably warmer in the water than it is out there. They want to stay down there.
I don't know. But, I mean, going to get some fresh fish would be a nice move right now.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, man.
Fresh fish always sounds good.
Put some on the grill, clean them up, gut them, all that other good stuff.
You're going to gut it yourself.
You know, I can do stuff, Andy, with knives.
No, I can't do it.
I just don't do stuff outside.
I didn't say you could.
You made it seem like I can't survive.
No, I just asked if you were going to do it yourself.
Yes.
You took that real personal.
I did. Because I'll be thinking I can't, because I don't like to be out in the wilderness, in the woods and stuff, that I can't take care of myself.
Who said that?
A lot of people think that. Randy is a damn survivor. All right? I'm a survivor. I'm always going to be the last to go.
Who
You know what I mean?
All right.
I'm always going to be last
there
to
was,
go.
There was a, I think there was less in that than you thought.
Yeah,
like, probably. I just was asking, man. I was asking. Because normally when I buy fresh fish, they'll just gut it for me.
Yeah, I know.
Which is fine.
But I was thinking about,
you can
I
do
was thinking
it.
About us going fishing.
Oh, I see. And got it, got it.
Be doing man stuff.
Right, because that's where the conversation started.
Yeah, yeah.
Understood.
Doing man stuff.
Understood.
Yeah.
A man who I have no doubt can gut a fish and has recently is Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter, at Dog Nation Daily. BA, how are you?
I am doing very well. I hope you guys are.
Can you gut a fish?
I don't believe I could. I mean, listen, I would love to sit here and tell you that I could just to sort of protect the, I guess, you know, sort of homespun aesthetic. I don't think I know how to do that.
Yeah, no, like, BA going fishing and doing all that is definitely feels like a part of what would be the brand, but that's fine. Whatever. I mean, everybody's complicated.
Yeah, I like to fish with my son, but we normally just throw them back.
Oh, boy. Catch and release. We'll leave that one alone.
Yeah,
Randy's
we'll
got a real
one.
Problem with catch and release.
Yeah, I got a big problem with this
stuff. All right. Let's talk about last night's game. Ohio State is national champion. Notre Dame put up a hell of a fight, man. They had an opportunity to get the ball back in the fourth quarter, down one score. They didn't. Ultimately, Ohio State makes the play. What were your thoughts on last night's game and how it sort of relates to the 12-team playoff in general?
I thought the vibe around the game was pretty good. I thought the game itself was good. I mean, Notre Dame, to its credit, did enough to kind of keep you compelled for 60 minutes. Teetering on the brink there for a little while, you sort of thought, okay, well, this is maybe about to get away from us, but in terms of having something worth watching. But they found a way to kind of fight it back. And honestly, Ohio State goes on a really impressive postseason run. You know, blow out Tennessee, you know, comfortable win against Oregon, you know, take care of business against Texas. And now, you know, beating Notre Dame, you know, in a year in which we've sort of said, you know, no great team, that's probably true. But certainly it was a great postseason run for Ohio State. And I don't think you could do anything to take that away from them at all.
How do you view Notre Dame after this, BA? Is it one of those things where they're with the Ohio States and the Georgias and the Texas, are they in that category, or do you think this was just a good run that they had?
Yeah, I don't think they're in that category. And honestly, if you watch the game closely last night, I don't mean this in any way snarky, disrespectful, but you could sort of tell, I felt like that the way in which the commentary was sort of working, that they're kind of being graded on a curve. You know, people are, hey, man, they gave it a good fight. You know, the team in the national championship, you would expect to give it a good fight. Mm-hmm. But the fact that, you know, Notre Dame did and, you know, found a way to keep it reasonably close, I think is an example of, I just don't think most people view Notre Dame in the same category of Ohio State, Notre Dame in the same category of some of these other teams. They obviously beat Georgia, so, mm-hmm. you know, Georgia doesn't have much to say about that right now. But I would say there's still, at least in my eyes, a little bit of a difference in the talent level for Notre Dame and certainly a team like it played last night.
Take a big picture look at the season that just ended. Longest season we've ever covered by days and games and all of that kind of stuff. I thought it was really fun,
yep.
For sure. And I like the 12-team playoff as well. But just sort of your 10,000-foot view on the first year we had with the 12-team playoff and everything that went into it.
Well, I love college football as much as I ever have, and I think the sport's really resilient against all kinds of crazy stuff, and I'm very, very thankful for that. I guess the one thing that I would say is there were tons of amazing moments, but the regular season was really outstanding, and I am, you know, fairly pro college football playoff. I like the playoff. I don't know that the 12-team playoff matched the fun of the season. I think playing the semifinals on Thursday and Friday is weird. It seems like people like the idea of more home games as opposed to the neutral site quarterfinal games. You know, I don't necessarily have a prescription for that, but by the time we get to the postseason, it sort of feels like the fun of the regular season. Now we've kind of given way to something different. And as you said, stretching so long, kind of deep into the NFL playoffs, pretty, you know, late into January, that doesn't quite feel right either. So as someone who genuinely does like the college football playoff, some people don't like the playoff, but I do. I'm pro CFP. I think we got to do something to make the college football playoff feel more like the fun of the regular season, because I think random Saturday in October is still more fun than some of these playoff games, and it probably shouldn't exactly be that way, I don't think.
If they were going to make a change, because you kind of hear some of the people saying already that this year they probably won't, they're coming up season, they probably won't change it yet. But if they did, would it just be the automatic seeding part, or the what would be your biggest takeaway? I'm sorry, what would be the thing that you would take away from what happened this past year in the first 12-team field?
Well, if I had the power to do anything, I believe my first choice would be I'd like to try to push it more towards the beginning of December, where, you know, you don't have quite such long layoffs and, you know, you just kind of keep the rhythm of the season going. Yeah. And, yeah, you know, you sort of feel like you're in kind of the same year, as opposed to in January the 20th, you were essentially not in the same year that the season was played anymore. You know, kind of a Monday, late January, just feels like a very different time of year than when the season normally takes place. Mm. So I'd love to sort of push it up a little, you know, closer to the beginning of December and kind of get it done sometime near the first of the year. But they're going to talk about how the seeding takes place, about, you know, do you find a way to get what is probably the four best teams and the four top seeds. There will definitely be in the future more talk about, you know, additional home games as opposed to so many neutral sites. But anything like that is likely to happen, you know, 2026 at the earliest. It seems like there's a very good chance the 2025 playoff actually looks almost exactly like this one did this year.
Brandon Adams joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. The day after the college football season comes to an end, Ohio State national champions, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. I think that you do tend to talk a bit more about this than Randy and I do. Not that there's anything wrong with people caring about this or not, but the SEC losing sort of its grip on the dominance of college football has been something that's been brought up today in the wake of Ohio State winning the championship last night, Michigan last year. I guess, how much do you care about that, and also how do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, I will say that I'm not happy about that. I mean, and, you know, you're right. Well, I think we've talked about this before. I probably care about that a little bit more than y'all do. But, you know, the truth is like, there is a certain, like, regional connection you're just going to have, you know, with college football. You know, the old school SEC, everybody was from the Southeast. Now it's not quite that way anymore. Now it's like Texas and Missouri and all these places that I don't really care very much about. So it's not quite the same thing as it used to be. But, you know, there's no doubt that when you look at the way in which you talk about how the transfer portal and the NIL has sort of broken up the kind of monopoly the SEC once had, and all of a sudden now you've got, you know, Big Ten teams winning back-to-back years. I mean, you can say, well, SEC people aren't happy about that, but boy, it certainly seems like there's a lot of people who are in the media that seem to be pretty happy about it, and sometimes it doesn't come across as sort of like emotionless neutrality when they sort of speak that way. So, I mean, admittedly, I do probably have a little bit of Southern pride, SEC pride type stuff a little bit, but sometimes it's sort of hard not to notice that some of the people on TV and whatnot, you know, they seem to get a kick out of the opposite of that too, which, you know, I feel like is you know, evidence that should be, yeah, you know, entered into the discussion perhaps.
That's why I laughed at it when I saw it this morning, because it's like, oh, because Paul said it, that makes it true.
Right.
Because when Paul said it before, it was like, no, it's not. He's lying. You know what you're talking about. And now that he said it this morning, like, you see, Feinbaum even admits it now.
But then I also, like, what's the implication? Like, am I supposed to feel proud as a Washington alum and a member of the Big Ten that Ohio State won the national championship?
No, because you're not
built. The hell am I supposed to care for?
Exactly.
You know
exactly
what I mean?
Exactly.
Also, the Big Ten has won back-to-back national championships because Washington lost in the national championship last year to a Big Ten team when they weren't even in the conference. So, I don't know. I think it may all be sort of changing underneath our feet, B.A., because conference, like you said, it used to just sort of mean a different thing because it was more regional than it is now.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing I'd say is like, nobody has NFC South pride because
exactly,
the players that play in the NFC South aren't necessarily from the South. Whereas, you know, if you are from the Pacific Northwest, you are going to be a little bit proud of the part of the country you come from. Now, you may hate Oregon, you may hate Oregon State,
right,
but there's a sense of which of, hey, I'm still proud of where I come from, where, you know, like the SEC, more so than the other conferences, had a certain, like, geography to it, where, you know, the ACC had that a little bit, but that's been an expanded league for a long time.
Right.
You know, the Big Ten now for a good number of years has been an expanded league beyond the Midwest. And so I would say SEC is a little bit different because it does have a specific location in its name. It is the Southeastern Conference. Yeah. And so as long as you had that going for it, that's one of the reasons why that has sort of mattered in the SEC. But as this becomes a little bit more professionalized, you know, even that would seem to be changing a bit.
B.A., we appreciate it, as always. Thank
appreciate you, B.
Yeah, good to be with you guys.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. And I will just, he knows this, but ACC does stand for Atlantic Coast. So that's regional, too. You know?
He was on a roll, too.
I know.
He's on a roll.
Southeastern Conference, Southeastern United States.
He's on a roll.
ACC is, and yeah.
He's on a roll.
Cal's in it now. We're changing names of oceans. Maybe that'll just be the Pacific Ocean. It'll be the Atlantic Ocean. That'll be part of it. We can just do that now. Do you know that?
The Atlantic Coast Conference.
The Atlantic Coast portion of the Pacific
Big
Ocean.
The Big East Conference.
That's right. That's what we're doing.
Is the Big East have basketball East?
No. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, they're still out there. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open. We'll all find out together. Will he call? Will he or won't he? 404-726-0929. You can call no matter what your name is. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. The final hour of the midday show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. As of right now, He's not on hold. He's not on hold. He may be gone forever. Search party out for Mo in Columbus. Who knows? We got others,
though. We've lost our foot soldier.
Yeah, exactly. He was like a member of the Yams committee.
Yeah.
And he said he was going to invade Alabama at one point.
Yeah.
Over something. I don't remember what it was.
More got his ass tossed up by his old lady.
Yeah. There's just certain things you shouldn't do. He did one of them. All right. Mike's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Man, what's up, fellas? I couldn't be in most shoes, man. I put the bet on in my household. But anyhow, I got like a kind of iffy state question and a home good, feel good meal. So first one, I feel like if I pay, you know, $50, $60, $70, whatever for a steak, I'll do medium well, but don't tell me I can't get A1 sauce. Man, the chef's going to be there. If I bought it, I can eat it how the hell I want to eat it.
I agree.
That's the first one. So
amen.
I agree. I'll eat y'all's. You know what I'm saying?
I agree wholeheartedly with that. If you make, you buy your steak and eat it however the hell you want to. Never judge I never judge anybody about steak sauce or something like that. That's not my thing. Do I do it?
Yeah.
No. But
yeah,
if you want to do
somebody
it,
tell them do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
But comfort food, man. I grew up, you know, for me, like, if I want to just cook something myself, my wife don't do it. Cube steak rice with gravy, liver rice with gravy. You know, I even make a meatloaf sandwich. But what's a good fallback comfort food that y'all good with at home that you don't have to, you know, go out and have something big like that? I'll hang up and listen.
Comfort food.
I like the meatloaf sandwich.
Meatloaf sandwich is definitely comfort food.
I don't stand it.
God, that's I haven't had one of those in a long time. That sounds great.
I had a lot of comfort food this weekend. I ate a lot of carbs.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I mean, if it was dead, I fried it this weekend.
All right.
Yeah, I fried it.
Like what? Like
I had fried chicken wings, the whole chicken wings. I made some poke chops. I made like 6 poke chops, Andy, and had 4 sandwiches.
And you were flying solo.
Yeah, so I was by myself, dude.
Okay.
And no vegetables. Just meat and bread.
How you feel? You feel good?
I feel good. I'm fine. Yeah, I feel good. I feel good. But yeah, I just had meat, bread, and that's all I had for 3 days. So yeah.
It's not all you had.
And a whole lot of there's vibrations.
Some liquids. A
whole lot of vibrations. Libations.
Vibrations. I bet they had you vibrating. I bet the libations had it working. Everybody's got their own different comfort food. My wife made an awesome potato soup this weekend. Like super thick, really great cold weather food with a big loaf of sourdough bread, that crusty sourdough bread.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. So good. Perfect for the weather. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Rich.
So I got 2 questions for y'all. Before I ask the question, this weekend, so I follow both of you guys on Instagram.
All right.
And I'm just scrolling through, not paying attention to what I'm looking at, and I ran into Randy's wife's page. Now, this is the thing. I ran into a reel that she posted where I guess your kids have pranked you with the shut up mom thing.
Yes.
Mind you, I'm not looking at the name. I'm not looking at anything. I just saw this big old man in the kitchen dipping into something, and then I hear shut up. The look on your face when your kid said that, I'm sitting there like, kill him.
Quickly, I looked down. I'm like, oh, that's Sandy. I'm like, oh, this is hilarious. Well, my question is, so I'm a Chiefs fan, but I listen to the Falcons just because I love hearing you guys talk about it. So now I'm bought into the Falcons. But outside of the big four we all know about, Lamar, Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow, who do y'all think Patrick Mahomes views as he looks eye to eye with? Obviously, they don't have chips except him, but I think it's Josh Allen.
I do too.
Me personally, I think Josh Allen is a problem.
I do too.
My second question, which accomplishment would you guys say brings you the most joy or hits home the most? Not that the other one is less, but being a great husband or being a great dad?
Ooh.
Interesting.
Okay. I think Pat probably looks at Josh like that.
You think so?
I think.
Interesting.
I think.
Burrow's the only one that's gotten him.
Burrow's only gotten him. And they're still living off that.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness gracious. They're still living off that one.
But I get the question is, which does he look at like as most close?
I think maybe Josh.
I don't know, honestly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I don't think he looks at any of them as close.
Yeah.
Probably. I think he looks at Tom Brady. Like, I think that's who he views himself as looking eye to eye with. It's Tom Brady.
Or is he chasing Tom? Because
right,
like
right.
Tom beat him and left.
And I'm sure that's true.
Tom will always have that on him. Tom beat him and left.
But I think that's the person who he's measuring himself against.
Because Tom beat him in the playoffs.
Beat him in the Super Bowl.
And
right?
in the Super Bowl.
He beat him in the playoffs and the Super Bowl. In New England and in Tampa.
Yep, he did.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. It's always going to be tough.
Like, I don't ever want my wife to divorce me, and she is my world and the love of my life. But my kids can't divorce me.
what do they call that when kids get something from
emancipated.
Their parents? Like an emancipation.
Yeah, my kids can't divorce. But
good luck.
But my kids try to do any of that stuff. Yeah, I take pride in both of them. I really, really do.
Yeah, I can't separate.
I take pride in both of them. I think they go hand in hand.
They do. I think being a good father is being a good husband. I think being a good husband is being a good father. Not to say that you have to be married to be a good father, obviously, or have kids to be a good husband. But in the situation that you and I are both in, I think they're so intertwined that it's hard to say. I mean, which one do I? I don't know. I don't think. No one's ever said. Now, this is when you have kids, and I've only had kids for a few years, but like. People will say, oh, like they'll compliment your parenting sometimes.
Yeah.
Usually like women, like for stuff that I guess dads don't traditionally do. I always find it very irritating. Like, yeah, I'm capable of dressing my children.
We already had this conversation.
No one ever compliments your husbanding.
But you remember that.
I've never
we had that conversation.
That compliment from anyone.
We had that conversation.
Well, thank you for the compliment that I could dress and clothe my children and get them to school.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm their dad, so it's my job. But no one's ever been like, oh, you're such a good husband. Maybe I got to work on that. Except my wife. I mean, my wife feels like that. You get dad compliments sometimes. You don't get husband compliments. DJ is in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, DJ.
Hey, so one time me and my wife were in the store, and I turned the corner, and I see Brian Snicker with his wife, and he's on the phone, you know, just being a normal person. We make eye contact. I give him a head nod. He gives me a head nod. We acknowledge each other. My wife turns the corner and is like, oh, my God. And I grab her real quick. I was like, let's walk down. Yeah. Let's not do that.
Right.
Let him just be a regular person. So my question to y'all is, have y'all ever met a celebrity and then y'all just, hey, you know what? This is a regular person. And what was the interaction like?
I've never approached a celebrity in public. You see them.
Yeah.
You see them in Atlanta all the time, but I've never, I don't know. I just don't, I don't know what I would even say.
I don't even know what I would say. You know me, man. I don't like to bother nobody.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't bother. I don't really go up to celebrities. Even when I was in the league, I really never, you know, unless I know you.
Right.
I'm not just going to go over there and just,
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, probably the closest thing to it. You remember Charlie Blackman, who's the center fielder for the Rockies for a number of years?
Yeah.
Big beard and all that. He was at, when you get engaged and you register at places, you go to the places and like fill out stuff that you want on your registry.
Mm-hmm.
We went to like Crate and Barrel or something like that, me and my wife.
Right.
He was there with his fiance too. And you go early before the store opens. So there was like six people there. And me and him were two of the men that were there.
Yeah.
And we're kind of walking around, whatever. And I was like, hey. You're Charlie Blackman, right?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
and that was kind of that.
I don't know nothing about all that stuff because there was no way in the hell that I was going to do that.
Oh, it was fun.
No, sirree.
It was fun. You just click the stuff you want.
No. Because I want every damn thing. And then she came right behind
you. Yeah. I don't want people to. If you get too much stuff, you got to narrow it down. Otherwise, you're going to get nonsense.
I'm not good at that.
I had a good time.
I'm not good at that.
Was there anything more to that? I don't think so. Skip's in the Yammobile. Hey, Skip.
What's going on, Andy? Randy, how y'all doing, fellas?
What's pretty up, good. Skip?
Hey, okay. The guy, he stole one of my thunders. I had a question for you almost in that same scenario, Randy. But I also got another question, too. The question I have for you, Randy, I was going to ask you, have anybody ever came into you and say, are you Randy Mack? And you sign an autograph or take pictures. That's question number one. Question number two, since it's going to be a second snow day, what's going to be different this time around? For at least we probably get snow for at least 2 days. So what's going to be different this time around compared to the first time last week as far as food, sleep, what you going to watch and stuff like that? Y'all take it easy. Be safe out there, fellas.
Thanks, Skip.
I appreciate it, Skip. I don't think it's going to get – I'm not going to say that because I didn't think it was going to snow as much as it did last week.
Knock on wood. I hope. The difference is I hope it doesn't snow at my house.
Yeah, because the thing about it is I got this email, and this is me. I don't check my work email, but every now and then I got to change the password to some kind of phrase now.
Yeah, it's got to be long.
Yeah. And so y'all told me this morning that I wasn't supposed to come to work.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Maybe.
Okay, so I talked to my contact. I was like, okay, so what is the deal? He said, well, if it snows and you feel like you can't drive to work, don't come to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good option to give me, man. It really isn't.
No, you have to. It really you have is. To ask
so I got to do my.
Whether
boy,
or not.
I got to do my Boy Scout.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Get my Boy Scout.
You got to get out there and be like, do I feel safe driving in these conditions?
Yes. You know.
If the answer is no, I don't feel safe. I feel endangered by the environment. Then you have to stay home.
Yes, I know.
And protect yourself.
Yes, I know.
Safely.
Yes.
So you want what? Like.
I'm just 10, asking. What are you guys doing?
10 pieces of snow to fall for rain.
Do y'all got
hotels? Ideal.
Do y'all got hotels?
My wife has a hotel.
Okay.
And that's pretty close to here.
Right.
So if it gets bad, we're going to go over there.
Okay.
And then I'll be walkable.
You're going to go home first and come back down if it gets bad?
Yep.
See, I do have a hotel and I'm in the same predicament. You look outside and there's nothing. And you go on the weather apps and it says, oh, there may be something in an hour, but there may not.
Right.
So I have no idea what to do.
Yeah. If it starts getting like maybe it'll be bad to try to drive in tomorrow, then we'll come down. Which is kind of counterintuitive because we'd be driving in the middle of it. But also, I don't know. They offered me a hotel and I said no.
Y'all look at me if that does happen? Because y'all obviously got to come here. But I stay home?
No. I would know what was happening.
Okay. All right.
I would say Randy got the opportunity to work from home again. Which they got to stop giving him that because he'll take it every time.
You know the next time we have a you know, thing at your house, you keep eye on that box. Yes. Bunk's going to attend. And if he disappears for about half hour, it's because he went searching.
I didn't tell y'all to take it back.
I know.
Someone else did, I believe.
Yeah. No one told me to. I brought mine in the first day and said, never give it back.
This dude was so ready to come back to work. God.
I am not getting a hotel. I told Mike I'll find a way to get in.
Okay.
Which really means, worst comes to worst, I'm taking a little 3-mile jog to the MARTA station.
As for the second part of the question, I signed an autograph on Saturday night.
What?
One?
Yeah, one.
Multiple.
Well, yeah, but one really. And then like after that, I was kind of making people take my autographs, you know?
Ready to go, Bunk?
Yeah, like a person actually came up and asked me to autograph a 92.9 The
Can I tell you, it was the toughest autograph in the world, too.
It was very hard to find.
There was no Sharpie. Yes. The Hawks didn't have one. The bar didn't have one. I didn't have one. It took a while.
But by God, we were going to find that Sharpie.
Yeah, I found it.
I need to sign an autograph.
That's awesome.
That's like the third autograph I've ever signed.
Would you believe we Uber groceried one Sharpie?
No, the hell y'all
did. We didn't, but it would have been.
Oh, okay.
That would have been a great story.
Because it took a while for that Sharpie to show up.
I'm about to say, no, the hell y'all didn't Instacart this damn Sharpie.
So I did this. I signed the thing, and then I gave it back to one of the bartenders, and then someone else was like, "Hey, would you sign my thing?" And I was like, "Oh God, the Sharpie's gone!" And then we couldn't find the Sharpie.
I love it. But no, obviously that happens.
Yeah,
it happens. Clean up.
Sure.
But good for you, though, dog. Glad you got to sign one.
Me, too. I was pretty fired up about it. I was like, really? Are you sure? Like,
do you put Andy Bunker 92.9 or?
I just wrote Andy Bunker.
Okay.
It was hard to sign. It was like a T-shirt.
Yeah, you got to
stretch it out.
Yeah, you got to stretch it.
I don't think I've ever signed a T-shirt before.
The biggest thing with a T-shirt is a stretch, but after a while, you know how to stretch it with the left and right with the right.
Okay, got it. Yeah. I'm learning. Getting there.
Are they not wearing it?
No.
Oh, if they're wearing it, it's a lot easier.
Okay. I'm sure at some point in the next 7 years, someone will ask me to sign another T-shirt. I'll be ready that time. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up.
Reflection is key.
You have to.
And Skip's thunder got stolen.
Really? He stole one of my thunders. I've never heard anyone say that.
I love Skip.
That was such a creative way to put it. One of the earlier callers stole one of my thunders. It was so great. Randy is a survivor.
Yeah, man.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
But if it snows a half an inch, he might not be here.
Lots of low-key loss on the show today. Not only did one of Skip's thunders get stolen, but when OSU won last night, Ryan Day's monkey went away.
ELGLES Eagles and Andy Bunker, off-air mitten supporter.
Hey, man.
He has them.
Don't be telling my secret.
He has them, and they're sitting right there, and I still don't care because his look tougher than Abe's.
Here's my thing.
You even see mine. The camo.
You guys have all seen me wear those mittens before. I wore them to the Braves championship parade because I was cold. I was not going to let the fact that I also wear mittens stand in the way of me helping you pile on making fun of Abe. And that is something that I will stand behind. Any opportunity to make fun of Abe's mittens, I'll take that opportunity. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Be careful in the snow if it snows. Hopefully it doesn't snow. Talk to you tomorrow.